If you know that he's a firm foundation, Lord Jesus, you're awesome in this place.
Awesome in this place, Almighty God. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Terry, with What's the Word on Women Speak Now. Amen. Glory be to God, family. Let us begin in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I humbly come to you in prayer, Father, just to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for allowing Pastor E, for allowing me another opportunity to share a word, share your word with our people, with our listeners, Father. And Father, in the almighty name of Jesus, I pray that every word that I speak is pleasing and acceptable to you, Father. And Father, I pray in the almighty name of Jesus that this word doesn't fall on deaf ears, Father. And Father, in the almighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father, right now for our nation. I pray for those that are sick and shut in sub-zero temperatures across our nation, Father. I pray in the almighty name of Jesus that they are comforted and given strength and warmth, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I petition my prayers to you in Jesus Christ's almighty name. Amen. Family, tonight my word is self-discipline, or disciplining self, however we want to put it. This is a constant process that keeps ourselves under control. I know it do me. A lot of us family, we don't like to talk about discipline. Discipline seems to be a touchy subject, especially to adults, because some of us feel like we don't have to respond to anybody. We don't take orders from anybody, but we have to stop. We have a Heavenly Father that we have to be disciplined. We have to be disciplined in His word. We have to be disciplined to follow His word, His will, and His way. Amen, family? Sometimes when you talk to people about self-discipline, well, I've mentioned it. People look at me like, what am I speaking of? Like I'm talking something foreign. But throughout our lives, family, we've had some experience somewhere with some kind of discipline. And I know all of us that have children, you still have a constant discipline going on in their lives, amen? But we all are subject to discipline. Discipline in the home, discipline in our schools, discipline in the workplaces, and discipline in ministry. I thank God we have the Holy Spirit that's within us that we can call, that convicts us when we're not self-disciplined ourselves. Amen, family? The Holy Spirit, He gives us that discernment to make right decisions and not poor choices. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Self-discipline. Self-discipline, it goes hand in hand with self-examination. We have to examine ourselves every so often to make sure we're lining up with the will of God and it's not our will. Amen. And are we disciplining ourselves to do His will and not our will? Self-discipline. This is something that I have to work on myself personally because I want this relationship. I want my relationship to grow closer and closer in my relationship. So I know I have to discipline myself to get more of His word, spend more time with Him in prayer, spend more time meditating on His word. Amen, family. Glory be to God. I tell you, we can't do anything without our Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit keeps us in right standing with God. And I tell you, He trains, thank you, Holy Spirit, He trains our minds to do the right thing. And this is key. This is a key. This is a key function that we're going to need if we want to experience our next level in our lives with Father God, what He has planned for us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Self-disciplining, family. Self-disciplining ourselves from sacrifices. We may have to sacrifice some things, give up some things. Some of us may have to sleep less. We may have to change some of the places we frequent. Self-discipline. It prepares us, family. It prepares us for what God has for us. In Luke 16:10, He said, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful in much. But he who is unjust is unjust in much also." So we have to be faithful. We have to be intentional disciplined about our relationship with the Heavenly Father. We have to ask ourselves, are we really self-disciplining ourselves to care for our family, to care for our jobs, to care for our ministry positions? We have to discipline ourselves to do more. And we're doing it for the kingdom of God, for His glory. Amen? Self-disciplining ourselves, it can be healthy. It can be healthy because when we trust and we practice what we teach, preach and teach. Amen? 1 Corinthians 9, 27 tells us, "But I discipline my body and I bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others and myself should be disqualified." This is why, family, I have to discipline myself in this word. Before I can minister to anyone, I have to minister to myself. I have to go to the Father in prayer and ask Him, is this the word I should share with your people tonight, Father? I have to minister to myself. I have to have this word within me. Amen, family? I tell you, family, when we go and we see our primary doctors, when we go to our primary doctors, they give us lists of things to do to self-discipline things. For example, they tell us to exercise regularly, a little bit more. They tell us to eat healthy, eat more fruit, more vegetables, less red meat, less meat as possible. And then they tell us to drink more fluids, more water, no sodas. They say get plenty of rest, get a good night's sleep. Yes, and these things are all good. They're good for our physical body, and they're healthy for our spiritual well-being. Amen? But at our workouts, family, also, when we go to the gym, we have goals set. We have goals set because we want to reach those goals. And we go hard to get to those goals. We do whatever it takes to achieve those goals. Going the extra mile, starting early, and finishing late. I tell you, we must have a continuous process of our self-disciplining in our relationship with our Father, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Family, we have to set times where it's prayer for just, I say just Him and I, and you say just you and Him, because that's when you have that time. And sometimes we just have to say, thank you, Father, and listen and see what He has to say. Listen. Don't always go to Him in prayers with some of our, He already know what we need. He's going to provide all our needs. Just listen. See what He has to give us. What instructions He wants us to do for that day. Amen, family? Listen. Just listen to Him. Thank you, Lord. I tell you, it's a true saying that you get what you put in. If you don't put nothing in it, you won't get nothing out. If you're not opening His word, opening His word on a regular to receive instructions from Him. Because when we open His word, He's speaking to you personally, and I know He's speaking to me personally. And He has something that He wants to speak to each and every one of us. Amen, family? We must all, if we say we're not doing this, we're just merely existing, just here, walking around, just bobbling around, just existing. Proverbs 25 and 28 tells us, who does not rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. You're just there. I tell you, I think back when I was going to church back then because I thought it was just the right thing to do. Yeah, my grandmother went, my mom went, and everything. But we can't ride on their coattails. We got to take care of our own relationship, personal relationship to Jesus Christ ourselves. And I remember going back to church back then, hearing a good word, hearing a good sermon, didn't really understand me, didn't really understand what the meat of the sermon was, because he said in his word, and all you're getting, get an understanding. But I was said, ooh, that was a good word. But now I have to ask myself, was God using that person as a vessel to reach me? And that was back then. We have to ask ourselves, family, are we self-disciplining ourselves in his word? Ooh, thank you, dude. We must do better because we know better. I must do better now because I know better right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I can't help him and I can't thank him enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God. Family, we must be planting ourselves in our personal relationship with him. Some of us may have to discipline ourselves more and longer in our relationships. But don't be discouraged. And don't just do the work. Don't be discouraged. Set ourselves up at our own pace. Now, I can't work at Pastor E's pace, Pastor V's, Pastor Valor's pace, Minister Charlene's. Well, you have to work at your own pace. Amen, family? Because I tell you, some of us are juggling. We juggle families. We have children, we have work lives and everything. Fit in our self-discipline time also that it works for us. Amen? And take your time. Take your time when you're reading and meditating on his word. Because he did say, in all our getting, get an understanding. And if you don't get an understanding, ask, reach out. We have resources. I thank God for the Now Network, our Now Network family, Pastor E, my mentor, and the Broke the Purpose, our ministries and our outreach ministries, because we can all come together and get an understanding of the word. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, because God, he may speak to our heart once when we're reading his word, but then we can receive a new revelation from the same scripture that we read before. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I know from 3 years back, just reading some of the things that I've read then and reading it now, I receive revelation. And I thank God it's confirmation of what I'm reading and what I'm hearing others do. But they say, get an understanding. And you have to, when you hear the word, go to your word and get a confirmation of that word. Amen, family? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Family, self-discipline, it is a priority. I tell you, it's a priority, and it strengthens us. It strengthens us to say no to sinful desires and impurities and to remain in his word. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Family, in 1 Timothy 4:8, it says, for bodily exercise profiteth a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promises of the life that is now and the one that which is to come. Amen, amen. Some of us, family, we only care about ourselves and what we think we got right now. But we have to remember who we serve and what we are serving and what we are here to do, to get one church, to get one church right. Amen, family? Galatians 5:22-23. We all know these scriptures. But the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Self-control. Self-control is self-discipline. They go hand in hand. Amen. It's a process. It's a lifestyle. And it's a lifestyle that the enemy knows that we want to be obedient to the word of God and to do the Father's will. And he will try to do whatever he can to set us off on self-discipline. Thank you, Jesus. We rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, family, I'm going back to self-disciplining of children. Proverbs 22:6 tells us, train up the child in the way they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart from it. Yes, we all were raised on some sort of discipline. But nowadays, parents don't want to talk about this matter. Discipline. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Some of them be talking about time out. Oh, glory be to God. Proverbs 23:13 tells us, do not withhold correction from a child. For if you beat him, and we know when the Bible said beat, we ain't going to beat with a rod, he will not die. It always starts your children on the word of God. Let them know, that's not me sinning, this is God that's sinning. Teach them, and so they'll know, and they'll receive that understanding, and they'll know, and they'll never have let anything, any poison, and get into their minds and hearts and have them thinking, I'm going to call CPS when I am being disciplined. Thank you, Jesus. Born and raised in discipline. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Self-disciplining ourselves in the word of God. I tell you, when they are ready for their own discipline, then they can be disciplined themselves. But until then, family, we are to discipline them and instill discipline until they are ready to do their own. We have to make sure we schedule times with them. A child's discipline starts early. Well, they have schedules. They have schedules where they have to get up early. They got to go to bed early, get out of bed early. They got to go to school. They got to come home, do the homework, do the chores. And then we have to make sure we're incorporating prayer and studying the word of God with them. Amen. When you start them off from this young, they won't depart from it. Thank you, Jesus. With our own family, our own self-discipline plans, we must have to adjust our times, a time to time. Sometimes we had, don't be discouraged. There's times you may have to adjust it, but just pick up where you left off. Bookmark where you are in your Bible. Highlight where you are. Amen. We must discipline ourselves to be healthy. And yes, we must stay physically and spiritually fit to do all the things that he's calling us to do. Do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged if you can't do, and I know that I can't do, what we could do years ago. What we have to do is just stay in our lane. Everything that my grandnieces and nephews out there doing, and they want to show me and do this for me, oh, no, I can't do all these backflips and do all that. Because we have to know our lanes and our roles and be self-disciplined. We have to know our range and our limits. And we have to stay focused and continue to self-discipline ourselves. Amen, family. We got to just do the work. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, doing the work. We have work to do. Proverbs 13:4 tells us, the soul of a lazy man has nothing, but the soul of the right shall be made rich. We have work to do. Yes, work to do. And it doesn't matter how you're doing it. Do something for the kingdom of God. Amen, family. Glory be to God. Work is good. Work is good because it keeps you healthy and strong, and it keeps you going to the next level in God. Amen, family? Self-discipline. It allows us to make better decisions. Even in the hard times, when we're having hard times and we're going through hardships, self-discipline. Self-disciplining ourselves in His Word. I tell you that we trust Him. We trust in Him. We lean not on our own understanding. No matter how bleak the world's circumstances are, bleak we may think our circumstances are, because we trust in the Lord. Amen, family? We have to read. We have to be in constant need of the Lord. Amen, family? He's holding us accountable. We are all held accountable to the Father. And I tell you, He is all over us for our self-discipline. He allows us to discipline ourselves. But when we can't, we won't discipline ourselves. He will discipline us. The Father's self-control, I tell you, He says self-control and resist temptation. That's what self-discipline does. We do not discipline ourselves. The Father, He will. Family, if you have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to Hebrews 12, 5 through 11. Verse 5. And you have forgotten the temptation which speaks to you as to the Son. My son, do not despise the chastising of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by Him. That's verse 5. Verse 6, whoever the Lord loves, He chastises, and He encourages, He scourges every son He receives. We are His sons and His daughters. Verse 7, if you endure chastising, the Lord God, I tell you, He deals with some for you. Family, for son is there whom a father does not know. Amen. Verse 8, if you're still with me, family, we're on verse 8. But if you are without chastising, in which all you become partaking, then you are illegitimate and not sons. See, this is something we have to really meditate and discipline ourselves on the Word of God. Amen, family. Verse 9. Furthermore, I've been a little under the weather. My eyes a little bad here tonight, but reading my own word. But we respect them, it says, and shall not much more be subject to the Father. Okay, but family, make sure we read verses Hebrews 12, 5 through 11, because it just tells how the Father chastises those He loves. If He didn't love us, He wouldn't chastise us. And we've had human fathers. And we know this is our Heavenly Father God. This is the Most High God of all, the Creator of all, that we give the most respect. Amen. Because if it wasn't for Father God, none of us would be here. Amen, family. So make sure we read over that Hebrews 12, 5 through 11, because this is something that disciplining, if we don't self-discipline ourselves, He loves us, that He will discipline us. Amen, family. I tell you, family, we have to make sure that we know, self-discipline. Self-discipline is opposite of self-indulgence. Self-indulgence is of the flesh, but self-discipline is from ourselves and giving glory to the Father and respect to the Father and honoring His word and appreciating His word and thanking Him for His word and all He has done for us. Amen, family. I tell you, I pray, Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this word, Father, didn't fall on deaf ears, Father. And I pray, Father, that it was received, that all of us take an initiative to do some self-disciplining amongst ourselves, just to make it personal, to keep our personal relationship with you in right standing, so that we can elevate and be closer to your Son, Jesus. But Father, in the name of Jesus, none of us know when you're coming. We don't know the day and time, and it's not up to us, Father, to know. But Father, it is up to us to be in right standing with you and your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' almighty name, amen, family. That ends my session of What's the Word, family. And please accept my apologies, because I tell you, my eyes have been a little weak the last few days, but all glory to God.
We are praying for them eyes right now.
You know,
in the name of Jesus,
eyes.
Lord.
Yes. Yes.
Remove anything, Lord, that's blocking, Lord. Take away cataracts. Take away anything,
yes.
Lord, that's blocking
yes.
the sight of the woman of God, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, woman of God. Great word, and that's well
Amen.
Needed. What's
yes.
the word? Self-discipline. And the most important thing is
discipline
yourself is what I was so encouraged on to that. So continue
yes.
to press and to do what God has called you to do. We have a moment to open
Amen.
The lines. Any questions, any comments? Somebody out there need to be saved, need to be sanctified and filled with the Holy Spirit. You can dial one right now. If you just want to give a shout out to our dynamic minister, Terry, go ahead and dial one also. Congratulations, woman of God. Great job. Thank you for switching
Thank
weeks.
You. Glory to God.
I acknowledge you and your sacrifice that normally you're week four and you were able to swap for the woman of God,
yes.
Prophetess Lisa, because she had an event tonight.
Yes.
So we thank you for that and your willingness to flip flop and do things different. Amen. So bless you tonight. God
Amen.
Bless you guys out there. Closing remarks from you and pray us out. Oh, you already just prayed us out. So since I came on, I'll close us out and pray us out.
Amen.
Well, Heavenly Father God, we thank you for Women Speak Now and What's the Word and Minister Terry. We thank you for all our covenant partners now, Lord. But we right now reach our hands towards the woman of God, Lord, in her willingness to continue to press and to continue to support and to minister. Lord, heal her body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, take away all discrepancies, anything that's not pleasing, any bacteria, any sickness, any virus. Remove right now by the blood of Jesus. We wash her to be white as snow with that blood. And Lord, we receive it now in Jesus' name that we are new. We receive some healing, that we could be changed, that we could be rearranged and transformed by the renewing of our minds. So we honor you tonight, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we bless your name. Thank you, Minister Terry. Thank you, God. Thank
Amen.
You, everybody else. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Love.
Yes, he will.
Okay, class.
Oh, no question. Yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Well, only do it, he said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes you will. Anybody tell doesn't make it right. So wait.